All right. Hey, dude. Hey. Welcome to another episode of the Brain Dump Diaries podcast. I'm your host, Jesse Wallacher with Confident Fit Coaching, Rock Solid Gym membership site, and jessewallacher.com, where everything is housed. So we are on the Brain Dump Diaries. Welcome, in case you forgot, where I talk about all the things that you are thinking deep down inside, but you're too afraid to admit, thinking that people will see you as unmotivated, see you as not having what it takes, and you just verifying your biggest fears, but sharing you that we all have those same things, the things that you crave deep down inside but aren't easily and so almost like socially acceptable because everyone's in the hustle and grind and moving forward. So I just want to bring a new light to that. But I am doing this little, I guess like a little mini series on topics of my beginning program. So this is a 10, basically 12, because there's two bonus before and after modules as well, but a 10-week program that encompasses everything that I work with my private clients on, where they get these massive shifts, these big results, and where life just has a new level for them. They have a new baseline of standards and visualizations of their health and just how they view food and fitness, and taking a lot of the emotion and the stress and the guilt and the shame and the fear away from it. So what we're going to talk about is what is on week two of my program. And this is, I titled it Reflection. So I am going to give you like a little tidbit of what that'll look like. And again, if this is intriguing to you, I would highly suggest contacting me, checking out the sales page on jessewallacher.com to get a little bit more info. But for this one, so yesterday we talked about how we start changing your view of food by experimenting, because with an experiment, again, there is no success or failure. There is just an outcome. And with that outcome, you get to decide what it is you want to do with it. So one, it puts you back in charge. And two, you're able to kind of take the emotion out of it and see it from a third person. So it takes that pressure of getting it right, of good and bad food, of all that stuff away. And it just looks at, like, how are you feeling? So what we do is we start reflecting on that. So what did you notice? What did you realize? What are good like staples for you? What are good like go-tos? What are good like, I like them, but they don't always like feel good for my body. So those are like the quote unquote treats. So it's not something that you earn, which we dive deeper into as well, but like, it's not something that you earn. It's not something that you have to prepare for or anything like that. It's just available to you at all times. Again, something we discuss as well, but it's available to you at all times. You are able to have it whenever, but you just know that it's not going to fuel you up like other good foods. So it's just a choice. Everything is just a choice. So this one is just reflecting on all of that. So also what we talk about, because we're going to keep going with the food. So it's basically 2 weeks of food focused content to kind of like get that baseline set, because food is something that is always on your mind. So we're going to keep working on changing that. But this one, we're talking about the stress foods that you go to. So we do have a whole module, a whole week training on stress as well and how it affects your body. But right now we're just focusing on the food side of things. So like, what are you automatically drawn to? What foods do you go to when you're stressed out? So this is the effect of emotional eating. This isn't the cause. This isn't like the bad thing. This is the effect. Again, we dive deeper into the cause of everything, but right now we're just looking at the effect. So what are your go-to emotional foods? And why do you go to these specific foods when you're stressed? Do you like them? Do you feel good after you eat them? Like, what is it about them that makes you go to them? So again, we'll talk about that in week five. So just a couple more podcasts where I'll break it down a little bit more. But again, we dive much deeper into this in the beginning program. But there's a reason that we are drawn to these foods, and it's very biological. It's very easy to explain. And again, I didn't graduate college. I'm not a doctor. I'm not a nurse. I'm not a psychologist. I'm not a dietitian, anything like that. But these are just basic things. And the thing that I love most about what I do is I'm able to explain it in a way that makes sense to me, because it's what I've already gone through and what my clients have gone through as well. So I'm able to explain, like, this is why, on a biological level, in the very simplest form, so you're able to understand it. I don't use big words. If you can tell, my vocabulary is very limited, but just so it'll make sense to you, just so you understand it. And it's in a way that's very digestible and you're able to easily apply it to your life. So these are very easy steps. You're just overcomplicating it. So with this, what foods do you go to when you're stressed? They're very easy. Like, they're the chips, they're the cookies, they're the mac and cheese, they're the full buttery popcorn that I melt extra butter on and then pour that on top. Like, it's the things that you, when you're stressed out, when things aren't going well, when you're just mindlessly eating, when you're emotionally eating, like, these are the things that you go to, and you just gorge and gorge and gorge and gorge and gorge until you are stuffed, but you still feel empty. We'll dive deeper into why that's a thing, but we're just pinpointing these stress foods. And again, it's not an emotion attached to them. It's a third person outside looking in. What am I noticing? What am I seeing? Because you're a very logical, you like following a plan kind of thing, but you're a very emotional person, but you feel bad and guilty saying that because you're strong and committed and you can do whatever it is that you want, but you've got this going on as well. So we take the emotion out of it, look at it outside perspective coming in, and that's it. We just acknowledge it and we see it and we continue with the experimenting. So you know what are kind of like your trigger foods, and then you're able to more easily be aware of that. And before we even get to the modules that kind of break it down and explain it, oh, I should change that. I'm seeing little edits I need to make on these things too. Again, I'm just looking at the worksheet, so you're getting like a very small glimpse of what we dive much deeper into. But we look at it, what was I talking about? But, oh, so this is just like a very small glimpse of it, so you're more aware of it. And yeah, before we even dive into like the deeper questions, the asking yourself, the like deeper dive into your emotional attachment to food and things like that, you automatically start asking yourself, like, why am I eating this? Like, what am I doing? This is something that like my food experiment journal really helps you do as well. So if you're interested in that, if maybe the beginning program isn't for you, I would highly suggest that journal. You can go to amazon.com and type in Jessica Wallacher under books. Make sure you do it under books. Otherwise, it's probably not going to come up. Type in food experience or jessicawallacher.com. All of my journals will pop up, and check out the food experiment journal. That kind of gives you a nice breakdown and easy explanation to kind of work through all those questions as well. But again, each module is building off of the other, and I'm walking you through exactly how to make these changes and how to like up level your baseline. So it's no longer like needing to follow certain things, like stressing about it, questioning it, anything like that. It's literally just like, why am I eating this? Is this really benefiting me on like a physical, like biological micro level, or is this more of an emotional thing? And we start to break, and once you start to like build it off of this baseline first, and then we look at the emotional side of things, it's a lot easier to kind of like work through it, because you've already found, by taking the emotion out of it and just experimenting and outside perspective looking in, then you're able to associate, oh, that's why I eat those foods. That's why my body doesn't feel good when I eat them, but like my soul, and like I kind of feel like I'm whole kind of thing. So stay tuned. It's going to get so much better. If you do already know that this is it for you, that you're ready for the beginning program, you're ready for change, you're ready for something that isn't copy-paste, that is specifically you, I would highly suggest going to the beginning program. Again, it's $1,000 paid in full, or 4 monthly payments of $275. And this is my signature program. This is the lowest it's ever going to be. And it's going to be live. This is normally going to be a self-study program, but I wanted to run a live version. So feel free to check that out. Again, jessiewallacher.com. All links will be below, but I can't wait to talk to you again tomorrow. We're going to start talking about movement. So again, feel free to try these things out, but we will be diving deeper into the beginning program. So I hope you have a fantastic day. Oof, and I will talk to you again tomorrow. Okay, bye-bye.